Learning and Leading, New Resource, and WISL Review. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, Michigan's go-to resource for student financial aid. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. What are the values of high school sports is learning? There's so much to be caught, soaked up, gathered in every day from the interscholastic experience. Eventually, that can progress to another value, leading. And in different ways, that's what Michael Wolsek is doing as a member of Trenton High's boys swimming and diving team these days. He helped the Trojans capture the Downriver Classic last week, setting meet records in the 200 freestyle and 100 butterfly, and being part of two meet record-setting relay teams. As a senior, he's one of three team captains, and he relishes the opportunity to lead the younger members of this team.
It's just been absolutely awesome. The people I've met this year, the freshmen are working so hard. It's really been probably one of my favorite experiences, just getting to meet and pass down what I've learned through my 4 years at this school.
Wolsek carries a 3.7 grade point average and looks forward to studying kinesiology and exercise studies next year at Wayne State. You can read more about Michael Wolsek and Trenton Swimming on the second half page of the MHSAA website. Our This Week game balls go out to Charlie Douglas of Traverse City Central, who scored a natural hat trick in an ice hockey win over crosstown rival West for the McCullough Cup last week, and Alyssa Welch, who became Perry's all-time girls basketball scoring leader last week during a win against Lansing Sexton. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mi-student-aid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look into the fine art of officiating with Brent Rice.
Today we'd like to take a look at some of the rules differences between high school and college hockey. During pregame, the high school coach must meet with the officials to verify that all players are properly equipped. There is no such rule in college hockey. Hand passes are permitted in the defensive zone in high school hockey, but not in college hockey. Goalies may play the puck with a high stick in college hockey, but not in high school hockey. A puck directed into the goal with a skate may be allowed in college hockey, but not in high school hockey. Knowing the rules differences can help you better enjoy watching this sport. You can find the complete chart of rules differences on the ice hockey page of the MHSAA website.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go to the MHSAA website now to register. A record crowd in excess of 700 gathered in Lansing for the MHSAA's 2020 Women in Sports Leadership Conference over the weekend, one of the top programs of its type in the country to inspire and equip today's female student athletes and teacher coaches. You may have seen the recent New York Times article where University of Michigan softball coach Carol Hutchins expressed concern for the numbers of women as college coaches and administrators. And for as far as we've come over time with high school girls programs, we still have a way to go in that respect in our own backyard. It's really about increasing the available talent pool and getting more women interested in coaching, officiating, and sports administration as careers. As I converse with some longtime women's coaches at the conference, they agreed that student athletes take everything that they've gained from their educational athletic experience, look at the abuse that coaches and officials take, and then head off in a different direction with a career with a Fortune 500 company. Why bother? Why bother? Because it matters. It matters that women continue to progress in sports leadership, and conferences like this one help make that happen. A point driven home by one of the speakers, Michigan Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson.
We need you, and we need you leading the way for the next generation of athletes who will look up to you and follow you and believe in themselves because of what you all demonstrate with your lives.
And in addition to the great variety of topics presented at the conference, attendees got to hear from other speakers like Lindsay Tarpley, who led Portage Northern to a girls' state soccer championship back in the day, and then was part of two gold medal-winning U.S. Olympic teams. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.